This case shows an example of how to use probwind for wind threat lead time. In a 20-minute period between 2056Z and 2116Z, we see probwind values jump substantially. These high values are consistent for another 30 minutes, even in what appears to be the absence of severe winds. At 2146Z, winds at nearly 60 miles per hour were reported near where the star is located on the figure. The probwind values remained high for another 30 minutes until another wind damage report was noted at 2220Z, when a semi-truck was blown over on a highway. In this case, probwind does a great job of alerting the forecaster to an imminent threat even before velocity values appear threatening. You might notice that these shapes do not appear to be co-located with the highest and most threatening velocities. This is because probsphere contours are drawn based on reflectivity, no matter the hazard, which means probtor and probwind contours are often misplaced. This will be discussed more in the caveat section.